My name is Kaya Usher. I work with frequencies and I can help you shift your life, clean up your space, ride the truth wave, come home again to your most brilliant self, usher in an unimaginable peace, and live inside the Simplicity platform. Welcome to our radio show, where we all come together because we're ready to step into this higher consciousness that's there. It's already there, and now we're catapulting ourselves into it. It's a super exciting time to be alive. How's everyone doing? How are you feeling? So we had our first round table class last week. It went amazingly. That's going to be so wonderful for this work. That's an intermediate stage in this work is what I'm hearing. And eventually that will be for men and women. Once they take the mentoring program, you can step into that class. Super, super powerful and exciting. A really exciting time because so much is just on the verge right now and just waiting to be acknowledged and opened up to. Like, it's this consciousness sitting saying, hello, people, come on in, step into this reality. So some of us have already stepped in. So I'm locked in, and I'm guiding people to this new way where you don't get jarred and knocked around by the things that a lot of people get knocked around about. And it's not to say one's better than the other. There's not good or bad. It's not about that. But wouldn't it be wonderful if we could all get to a place where we felt light, where we felt that peace, where we got to actually create and really enjoy ourselves without carrying any burdens? I think so. So we're going to be doing the men's mentoring program too. I've got a lot of men that are lining up now. So I think there's probably for that one, a couple more spots for the men. And that's probably going to start in about 6 weeks. And then, so if you're a man and you're wanting to really shift, the women in the class shifted so incredibly fast and beautifully. So calling all men, let me know if you're interested. And I think there's one or two more spots, maybe one more spot for the woman's mentoring program that's going to start in the middle of April. If you feel pulled when I say those words to you, woman's mentoring program, and you're like, gosh, I want to do that, reach out to me. There are lots of ways we can make this happen for you, but timing is everything. And listen to your spirit as it will guide you where you're meant to be. So it is time for the question. Let's go to the question. So we're going to have a theme this week, it feels like, in talking about distractions and what causes people to get stuck in their growth and not moving forward in a way that you'd hope for. And so we talked about that. We talked about that on Instagram, I think yesterday, just talking about distractions and how they're actually tricks. So we can make excuses and say it's because of this or because of that, but really that's just a roadblock. Because as you awaken and as you get to the higher levels, your spirit is in charge and in full gear, and things will happen. That path will be opened up for you no matter what. The biggest obstacles, I've had so many massive obstacles in front of me, and it parts open. It just opens up, and it's like, there you go, Kaya, because you stood strong, you were determined, you were disciplined, and then it opens up. So where you may say, if you're feeling stuck, well, I can't because of this, look closely at that. Is that a distraction? Is that an excuse? Or is it true? Look at it. Yes, maybe. Everything's true depending on the level that you look at it, but look at it through your spirit eyes. Look at it through your spirit eyes. Chances are pretty good your spirit's going to say, let's get that out of the way. Let's get that roadblock out of the way. It's time. So the question... Kaya, why do we wait until there is a problem in our lives to get help. Okay, I've seen this a lot in a lot of different places. So I saw it today to do with the virus. And then people wait till, you know, they're super unhealthy and then they're like, crap, what have I done? What am I, you know, so people that are perhaps not in the best health are the ones that might suffer the most from this virus. So it takes this type of thing for people to say, oh, I wish I had my health, because then my immune system would just fight this really beautifully and, you know, would just feel a bit yucky, but then you move on and you heal and you learn from it. So what I'm really seeing, and I want to talk about along with this idea of distractions and excuses, is after this virus has, you know, burned out and our attention is taken away from it, how many people will go back to their old ways of doing things? Go back to their old diets, go back to their old relationships, go back to their old how they exercise, how they treat themselves, the thoughts in their head. How many people will say, thank God, things are back to normal? Or how many people will say, thank goodness, we have a second chance now. This has been enough to kick me in the butt to now groom myself for a higher, lighter way. So there's going to be, what I'm seeing is there's going to be lots of people that drop back down after this. You know, so they've been super fearful and they'll drop into going back to those old patterns. And there's nothing wrong with that. That will be what they decide to do. But there's going to be a tremendous number of people that have really opened up from this experience, where they don't want to have to live like that ever again. They don't want to have to be isolated, told what to do. They want to regain their own composure and structure, and like innate structure, actually the structure you were meant to be here with, which is a strong body, a strong mind, and an even stronger spirit. So a lot of people are going to want to claim that space. So I feel like all of this is, we're going to be shown a greater divide. So the people that say, great, things are back to normal, and then they fall into their old ways, it's even going to get heavier is what I'm seeing. And the people that have learned from this, knowing what they don't want, so from all the things they were being shown, what they don't want for their personal lives and what they don't want for their families and what they don't want for the world, they're going to be on the train, on this new consciousness, higher consciousness platform, the simplicity platform, where we say, let's do this. This is the fastest way. It blows my mind how we're shifting realities really, really quickly by releasing the old programs. They were never real anyways. We thought that's how we defined ourselves, but once they're released, it's like, what was I even thinking that defined me? So now nothing can define me. I'm just me in this moment. That's it. And the more you release, the closer you get to that one source, that truth. So you become that embodiment. It's close, close, close as you can get without any filters. You become that embodiment, closer to the truth. So not all these renditions of what people say down here, because everything's true down here, depending on what you're seeing it through. It's all true. So you could debate, you could just sit there on a panel for your entire lifetime and debate and listen to different people's truths. Or you could say, you know what, I'm kind of done with this. I just want to live the truth. This higher consciousness in the present moment, really enjoying, bringing that heavenly space. So remembering, heaven, so where these people go when they die, depending on the level you're at, you're not actually going anywhere. You're just spinning faster, higher frequency, so we can't see you. It's not like you go. You're here. Your consciousness never leaves. You're just spinning way, way, way faster. So down here, we have to spin slower so we can exist. But guess what? We can really ramp it up. We can really, really ramp it up. And in this lifetime, in my lifetime, in your lifetime, it's going to be, it's a historical time for all of us. So many of the women in my group are super excited because they can feel, and I can feel you guys getting excited too. It's an incredible time to be here. So it's time for the meditation. Are we ready? Let's go. Today, as we take a deep breath in, feeling the anticipation and the excitement, stepping out of the quagmire of all the stories, all the fears, all the sides, all the debates, all the reasoning, all the logic. Feel the weight of all that. I'm not interested. Let's step into something better, freer, where you can truly help people. They'll look at you and they'll go, I want what she's having. I want what he's having. And it's not that you're bypassing anything. You're not sweeping anything under the carpet. You are very aware. Because to expand out, you have to become everything. So it's not like you don't understand the wretchedness, the sadness, the grief, the sorrow. You understand it more deeply than you've ever understood it. And yet, you choose to grow so you can truly help. That's how we do it. Deep breath in. Feeling these frequencies starting to come in through your head. Open, expansive, creative human being. Guided. Releasing all thoughts. The structure, that library full of knowledge, releasing it now. You don't have to hold on to it anymore. You don't have to figure things out. It will come exactly when you need it. That's the key. You have to trust that. Letting go. Once you understand how to do it, you'll just get going really, really fast. No more distractions. No more excuses. This is your time. Claim it. Down the neck. Let's get to your heart. Feeling your heart. Calm. Connected. All-knowing. Expansive. A deeper love coming in. Feel yourself. Feel the beauty of who you're becoming every day more beautiful because you've chosen yourself. It's not about anyone else telling you how good you are, how wonderful you are, how beautiful you are. It's how you feel. How do you feel? And that will be replicated for you in the outside world. We create our reality. Feel your heart. Feel the purity coming in. Feel the brilliance. Down we go. Into the groin, our safety space. Feeling that area, and we're going to anchor in to this earth, the most beautiful mother. Let's anchor into this mothership. Feeling your groin, we're going to shoot down through our legs and anchor into the earth because we chose to be here. Ready? One, two, three. Anchoring through your groin, through your feet. Feel the earth. Feel the power. Feel the hum of Mother Earth. Beautiful nature, frequencies, so pristine, always evolving, always recycling, a perfect program in place. When we don't interfere with Mother Nature, she has a perfect program in place. So do we. We have a perfect program in place. Let's not interfere. Let's allow the program to run, which is a present day, present moment program. Feel your groin, safety locked in. Feel your heart open. Trust. Feel your head releasing. Just you. It's perfect. Feel your field, arm's length all around you. Perfection. Feel your boundaries as you walk through life. Feel the boundaries, your spiritual skin. Luxuriating in your safety space. You never need to protect yourself when you can feel that spiritual skin. You know your boundaries, and nobody touches the merchandise. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.